Cassie Worley has been involved with theatrical activities for many years. This native New Orleanian has been acting, producing, and teaching drama for 25 years, the past 14 at Metairie Park Country Day School. Now, taking all that experience and wearing the battle scars that came from being past president of the board of Liberty Theatre, she has not only moved into the day-to-day position as its executive director, she has weathered the stress and the thrills of their first production in the upgraded space.
New Orleanians love Le Petit Theatre. They love that building. And by Le Petit selling 60% of that space to the Dickey Brennan Group, it is what gave us the money to not only pay off our debt, but to do a beautiful renovation. And I call it actually a restoration. The theater looks beautiful. We have brand new dressing rooms for the actors and actresses. We have transformed what was the musician's pit. It can still be a pit for musicians, but we've put mirrors up against the wall and we're carpeting the bottom so that it can be a classroom. There was just a thrilling feeling among the audience when they came in just to be there before the play even started.
The board of Le Petit, along with an artistic committee led by Cassie Worley and aided by such well-known local theatrical talent as Brian Batt and Janet Daly Duval, have created a new season of dramatic offerings ranging from Lombardi, a play based on the life of Green Bay Packer coach Vince Lombardi, to Hair, a 60s hippie countercultural rock musical.
The majority of our artists are from New Orleans, but we are not at all adverse to bringing people in. And the directors right now are all local. Carl Walker just finished directing Love, Loss, and What I Wore. The wonderful Ron Garral from Tulane University will be directing Lombardi. Troy Popolis will be directing Hair. Carl Walker's directing Gold's Balcony. Death of a Salesman will be directed by Amy Holtkamp. And we don't have a director yet for Joseph in The Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
But community theater, while dependent upon more affordable local talent, can still be a costly venture. Paying the bills is a reality check for everyone in the arts.
By selling part of the building, we were allowed to pay off a $750,000 banknote. We were able to put $1.5 million worth of renovation into the theater. We have an endowment right now that we hope to continue fueling and growing. And we're going to just have very good governance from our board, and we're going to be producing very wisely. We've made a profit already on Love, Loss, and What I Wore, and we hope with Lombardi, with every show this season, it'll be a small profit, but with each amount of money that comes in, some will go back into endowment, some will go into a fund for building repairs that will periodically come up. We've been raising money for programming. We've already had money come in for our educational program that we are going to be launching in September.
So this week, a portion of that money will come from devoted Orleanians and other theater lovers in the surrounding areas as they purchase tickets for the new season.
We're encouraging people to get their seats for the season because it is reserved seating, and to do that now, soon, because on August 1st, individual tickets go on sale. But if you've got your season subscription before then and you want your second row seats that night, you'll secure those. So I always encourage, you don't need to feel locked in. Buy your season tickets if you're the type of person that really wants the same seat each time, but there will always be individual tickets for sale. Just stay alert and try to decide as soon as you can when you look at the schedule what night you want to come.
For more information about Le Petit's upcoming season, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.
Gimme head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me down the fair hair, shoulder length or longer. Here, baby, there, mama.